shoot us an email at morningshow@1320wils.com. There's new leadership at McLaren Greater Lansing, formerly Ingham Regional Medical Center, but it's McLaren Greater Lansing now. Let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone lines and talk with Dr. Linda Mercado-Peterson. She is now the new Chief Medical Officer at McLaren Greater Lansing. Doctor, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Congratulations on your new position.
Well, thank you so much.
What'd you do when you heard that you were going to be the new Chief Medical Officer?
Well, it truly is an honor. I've been at part of the McLaren Health System now for the past 19 years in numerous capacities. So to rise to this position truly is an honor, and I so look forward to working with the new health team leadership that's in place.
All right. Tell me about what your duties entail.
Well, my primary responsibility, of course, will be integrating our medical staff here at the hospital with our leadership staff and basically initiating and hearing new initiatives to bring into the hospital system in the McLaren-Lansing greater area.
There's been a lot of change at McLaren Greater Lansing. The biggest deal has been the name change of all the McLaren facilities. Tell me how that's going.
Correct. McLaren Healthcare System as a whole is one of the top 25 integrated healthcare systems in the U.S. And we are basically about 12 to 14 hospitals, primarily covering the west side of the state of Michigan. And, you know, there's over, 3,000 doctors in the whole health system. And the change has been going really well. Basically, the McLaren name change came about to point out the fact that we are a group of hospitals and system all working together to deliver health care to folks in the state of Michigan.
Dr. Peterson, what's your biggest challenge?
Probably trying to integrate all the new beginnings that are about to arise with new CEO in place, Mr. Rick Wright, who's been with us for the past 3 months, and our physicians within the hospital and outside the hospital.
What's your take on Obamacare?
Obamacare. My entire view of Obamacare is it's to be determined to see what happens in the future. I think that one of the things that people don't realize is that a lot of our healthcare dollars, specifically the ones that physicians are generating, are mostly moving towards funding the Obama healthcare plan. And it all depends what the future of our presidential election brings to us, but many of us have a feeling it's going to be Obama re-election with Obamacare of some form to arrive and stay.
Well, integration of that and dealing with the costs be a challenge for you?
Well, I think it's going to be a challenge for every health care in the United States. You know, Lansing has seen its share of uninsured and underinsured, especially as our economy in the past several years has taken a hit with layoffs and GM not being around anymore and all the folks that provide health insurance for our patients. So I think that everyone in the state of Michigan, just not us, will be dealing with some of those issues.
Well, GM's still around here. It's alive and strong here in Lansing.
It's better. Yeah. It is better. As a matter of fact, they added another shift, so they are doing better.
Tell me what most people don't know about health care.
Well, first and foremost, what most people don't know is that any hospital in the U.S., including ours, will see any patient regardless of whether they have health care insurance or not. And that, you know, when you look at the bottom line, you know, we do look at our underinsured or uninsured patients, and that has an impact on the bottom line of any hospital, including ours.
Well, tell me what you think about Sparrow Hospital. There's that's been the big dog here in Lansing, and McLaren's making greater efforts to try and brand itself in the community. Tell me what you think about Sparrow.
I have all respect for both hospitals in our community. I have many colleagues in both health systems, and I have great respect for all colleagues in both health systems. Yes, Sparrow is what they call the bigger dog in town, but so are we. You know, we view ourselves as the home of healthcare in the Lansing area when it comes to individual relationships that our patients establish with nursing staff and physicians. But we, you know, have all respect for Sparrow, and we look forward to working with them in endeavors.
What's your take? There's two new places where students can go to become physicians, Oakland, as well as CMU. What do you think medicine's going to be like for 5-10 years from now, especially those students who are just starting to gather their training?
Well, I think you're referring to the College of Osteopathic Medicine has opened up a branch in the Oakland area.
Mm-hmm.
And CMU is about to open a medical school. You know, basically, one of the things that we do know about the future of healthcare is that there is extreme shortage of physicians. With the population of our current physicians aging, we do need more physicians, especially in specific areas such as internal medicine, family practice, and psychiatry. So there is a need. One of the trends that we are seeing is that the mid-level providers will start playing a bigger part and a bigger role in delivering health care. What I mean by mid-health care providers are our nurse practitioners, our physician assistants. So, you know, they will play an integral part in the future of health care along with our medical students.
All right, we've been talking with Dr. Linder Mercado-Peterson, the new Chief Medical Officer at McLaren Greater Lansing. Thank you.
Radio.
Thank you.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Closing arguments begin this morning in the federal case against former Senator John Edwards, whose lawyers rested their case in defense of charges he illegally used campaign dollars to hide an affair.
The defense really focused on defining the money behind